T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
See, I love him on the show. It's 104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Jen, we have a very special guest on the phone right now, Angela Rye. She's an attorney, political CNN commentator, a podcaster like myself, and I haven't seen her since we did the podcast panel in Atlanta a few years ago. Angela, good morning.
Good morning to the legendary.
Oh, stop it. How are you, sister?
I'm good. How are you all doing?
We are here in Chicago putting up with all this foolishness that's going on right now. And I know that you've been on the forefront of speaking on it. You were actually on a live with Justin and Haley Bieber the other day and broke down race relations and racial injustice. Did they not understand what was going on?
Well, first I want to say, in response to what you just mentioned regarding the foolishness going on, mm-hmm. and I think the reality of what's happening is that it's not foolishness from us. The foolishness is that we've had to deal with the same issue, different name, different person, different decade, but the same issue. And so you're going to get a response that screams in rage that I'm tired of being invisible. As it relates to the Biebers, I actually am really proud of them. I had never met them before and had a phone conversation with them. Wanted to make sure that they had the opportunity to speak their truth. And the conversation that we had before that conversation on Facebook Live was, what do they do in this moment? And they're not the only white people who've asked me that.
Mm-hmm.
I have received more questions about what people could do to be helpful, more apologies, more use of an acknowledgement that mm-hmm. this is happening than I've ever seen with any other police shooting, any other, you know, vigilante injustice of, you know, shooting of Trayvon Martin or shooting of Ahmaud Arbery, right? This is the first time I've ever seen that type of response. So what does that mean? Like, does this mean that they finally understand what we've been saying for so many years?
Mm-hmm.
Or did this, you know, prick the consciences differently because they felt some type of connection to George Floyd? And I would say that it is the former. And I hope that now that they've seen what happened with George Floyd, that now there will be a deeper connection to, okay, you know what? I don't actually need to see a video to know this stuff happens. And then they can turn that same attention and that same intention to Breonna Taylor, who was just the week prior,
right,
in Louisville, Kentucky.
And still nothing has been done about Breonna Taylor's death yet. Not one single arrest, not one single investigation, not anything. What do you think, Angela, that is going to take for there to be a change and some serious, tangible police reform?
Well, one, I think it's important to note that there are elected officials working on just that. The ones who I used to work for, the Congressional Black Caucus, are working on a comprehensive package that should be rolled out fairly quickly. My good sister friend, Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, introduced a resolution condemning police brutality. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries introduced last fall, and really right after it happened, a bill outlawing the chokehold federally and would make it a civil rights violation. That bill is named after Eric Garner, and it's H.R. 4408. You can definitely call Congress and ask them to pass that, 202-224-3121. It's 202-224-3121. And there are other measures being taken. I think that people are finally realizing that their political power is not solely with their vote. That's just the beginning of it. And they're starting to raise their voices. I'm seeing more demands and agenda items than I've ever had before online. And I think it's a beautiful thing, Ed, because at some point, we're going to start realizing that we are the change. We're the folks that are capable of pushing forth a different outcome. And I see people doing that everywhere.
More with Angela Rye coming up right before 7:30. You don't want to miss it, because I'm going to ask her what we can do in our communities to ignite change, especially people of non-color. So stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.